When the stars align, a melody unfolds, weaving through time. Gentle notes caress like a soothing breeze. Welcome to Candy Ears, the symphony of peace.
Charlie Harding, welcome to the Candy Ears podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's a joy to be here.
It's great to have you. And can you give kind of your one-liner intro for people who don't know about you and your work?
I'm a music journalist and songwriter. I host the podcast Switched on Pop about the making and meaning of popular music. And I also am an adjunct professor at NYU in songwriting and production.
Awesome. Cool. And now I'll tell you what we're going to do here today. I have created four different podcast theme songs using the AI tool Suno AI. Have you played with that at all?
You know, we met at the On Air Podcast Festival and you had mentioned that you had been making experiments with Suno. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of boring. I did that a few months ago and it like wasn't that good a few months ago. And then I checked it out in the in-between and like all AI services, it just gets better and better and better. It's kind of terrifying. I probably should find a new job.
Okay, so you know what it does. Like you've played with it a little bit.
Yeah, it generates song lyrics using ChatGPT and then has some kind of quite good AI that makes a song and also sings those lyrics.
Yeah.
In any style that you want.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you're familiar. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to play four of these theme songs for you.
Okay.
Then you're going to choose one to like kind of remix as a human being. How does that sound?
The rules sound fine. I was worried that you were going to be like, and you have to commit to using one of these as your theme song.
Oh man, that's such a good idea.
This is a bit more of a commitment than I was asking for, but all right. That's really funny. All right, let's give this a try.
This first song was created from the prompt, a theme song for two dudes in a basement podcast.
Two dudes in a basement might be in vain. Talking about life. Sharing the thoughts, trying to make a deal. Basement warriors, podcast kings. Talking about everything, no strings. Diving deep, never gonna hold back. Basement warriors, we got your mind.
And then it stops abruptly.
It's like really close to being a catchy song. And I feel like the thing that the music AI things still don't get is the right balance of repetition and variation. It doesn't have enough repetition funny enough, which you would think would be the thing that would make it seem more robotic. And it's actually the thing that we need to make something memorable. So it's just like it's changing too much at any given time.
Okay. So,
well, I got to look at the lyrics, though. Basement warriors, two dudes in a basement, mic in hand. Well, that's not very good podcasting because it creates handling noise, you know, like these kinds of sounds. You don't want that. Basement warriors, podcast kings. I like the sort of reclamation of the idea of the underdog character, being in the basement with their podcast kings, talking about everything, no strings. Well, that's a lie because I have my guitar here. Diving deep, never going to hold back. Basement warriors, we got your back. What do we got? Rhyme scheme, hand, understand, real deal, king, strings, back. So a lot of like AABB perfect rhymes and a hold back and you're back is I guess like a slant rhyme or a self rhyme. So I don't know, amateurish songwriting, really cool prompt, ends randomly, and also frankly it's frankly too long. Now you asked for a theme song for two dudes in a basement podcast, so maybe if there's like a 1980s sitcom where there's like a long credits and you see all the characters, it might be the right length. But I feel like as like a podcast jingle, it's just a little bit too long. So that's my observations on Basement Warriors.
Okay, I love that. I have to say, just to be totally honest, I find this very catchy. And I think that's kind of challenging with Suno AI is that they're all stuck in my head for like weeks. It's like they know how to make it really an earworm.
And what is this? This is kind of like EDM Latin pop is the sort of the beat, I feel like, which I don't know if that really, I don't know if that's like the sound of a basement to me.
Well, it's also interesting because there's something about the timbre of the singer's voice that feels like human and authentic to me. Like I notice I'm having emotions about the like I'm cheering for them, which makes me feel a little manipulated by. Yeah.
Keep it real, King.
Okay, cool. So let's move on to the next one. The prompt for this one is a serious podcast about classical music hosted by a serious professor.
I am not a serious professor, and I don't know anything about classical music, so this is not about me, just to be clear.
Good to know.
In a world where chaos reigns, there's a voice of reason, a professor wise and learned, with a passion for precision. He unravels the mysteries of the masters one by one, diving deep in to the echelons of classical music. His quest has just begun. Welcome to the symphony of knowledge where brilliance is revealed, unlocking the secrets of composers, their emotions unconcealed. Through the airwaves his words dance like vibrant melodies. Join the journey of enlightenment as he orchestrates our harmony.
Wow.
Hard abrupt stop.
Yeah. I feel like this is like an unreleased cut from Frozen. It has a very strong sort of musical theater, sort of Disney movie vibe to it. It has that very nasal female vocal that you hear a lot in sort of pop musicals. I love the character that they're singing about.
What do you love about him? Also, I was a little offended that I just said a serious professor, but they made it a man, which I felt was a little bit of...
Sung by a woman. Yeah, there's a lot of gendered issues in the world of AI reinforcing our mm-hmm. own world. In the realm of melodies and harmonies, he reigns. I mean, I just like way to claim power again. A voice that echoes through the corridors of wisdom. Oh, professor of grace and profound insight. Wow, I really like this person. Enlighten our souls with your words of classical might. I don't know. I don't think that we should overemphasize the classical heroes. And I think that like the place for strength and might is not the classroom. So maybe I'm having second thoughts. Unveil the stories behind each intricate symphony through your podcast. Let the symphonies let us free.
Set us free.
The repetition of symphony. I don't like the repetition there. Here's the thing that. So there's some really interesting imagery that a serious professor of classical music. Oh my gosh. Siri is listening to me. Oh my God, the AI is literally listening to me in the background.
What happened? Did it start playing classical music or something?
No, yeah, Siri popped up and is now playing classical music. Siri, stop it. Siri is the absolute worst AI. It's just always listening and it doesn't ever do the right thing. Okay, so this character brings out all of these metaphors of like kingdoms and in ancient history. You know, it does a decent job at that. But here's the real issue though that I take with this tool so far is it's not good at declamation, or what's also called scansion, the idea of setting words and melodies to rhythm. It doesn't. Again, there's a lack of repetition. In the realm of melodies and harmonies, he reigns. A voice that echoes through the corridors of wisdom. They don't have the same meter. And so oftentimes a really great pop song is going to be memorable when the declamation, the way that the words are said in rhythm, are the same across a line. A great example would be like Taylor Swift's Antihero. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time. Everybody agrees. And so I want more of that coming from Suno, where there's some inherent rhythm to the words. I think that's probably the fault of ChatGPT or whatever chatbot they're using to build these lyrics. They're pretty good at sustaining metaphor or continuing to use like nouns and adjectives from the core metaphor, and decent at creating perfect rhymes, but not very good at creating multisyllabic or interesting slant rhymes.
Right. I mean, they did do it in like less than 5 seconds. So maybe if they had a little more time.
fair. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Well, Symphony of Knowledge.
The next one. So the prompt for this one is a podcast theme song for a comedy podcast hosted by Neanderthals.
That's a great prompt.
And honestly, as a side note, you know, as I kind of reflect on my own relationship with AI, it is interesting how you can use it to be creative, right? So it kind of creates new creative constraints, and then you can kind of use it in ways that are the opposite of how it was intended to be used.
You can't have creativity without something to react to, and this just gives you something to react to.
Yeah.
And so I could write a whole album now about a classical music professor who starts a music podcast.
And I hope you do in all of your free time. Okay, great. Let's listen to Neanderthal Laughter.
Well, we're a couple of Neanderthals with a podcast to our name, talking about caveman life. It's never ending game. We might not speak real clear, but you know we've got a blast laughing at the world from a prehistoric past. Yeah, we're laughing like cave people having a good old time. Exploring the funny side of history, one joke at a time. Join us on the airways for a caveman comedy show. You'll be laughing your Stone Age socks off, don't you know?
Did they have socks in the Stone Age?
You know, I actually don't know. I don't know if socks last in the archaeological record. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. That could be the most important thing to come from this podcast, is the question of whether or not – I feel like that might answer the age-old question of where do your socks go? If we could answer what advances in the Stone Age. Yeah, they definitely don't survive the fossil record. I love the prompt. I feel like there should absolutely be a Neanderthal comedy podcast. I want to listen to that show. I don't like the theme song, though. There's some funny moments. I mean, I do like the socks. Again, some of the words are better than the pairing of the words to music. What else? Laughing at the world from our prehistoric past. That's funny. Yeah, we're laughing like cave people having a good old time. That's lazy writing, right? You're just saying the same thing that you said before. Exploring the funny side of history, one joke at a time. They're just repeating the same prompt over and over. Join us on the airwaves for a caveman comedy show. You'll be laughing your Stone Age socks off, don't you know? I think it's a pretty bad song. And the thing that I really don't like about it is that the phrases just start happening at random points in the music. Again, this is an issue of like where how the rhythm of the words ought to sound. They'll just like have basically run-on sentences where the next phrase starts before the end of the bar. And so this tool is, I think, holding itself back from creating its catchiest possible hits by not giving us a little bit more of what we expect. It's almost too creative. It's both not creative and way too creative at the same time. All right. Neanderthal Laughter. I'm inspired by, again, I think a better podcast idea than theme song.
Nice.
And what style is this? Like, oompa-pa? I don't know.
Maybe it kind of had like a kid's song, a little bit of a kid's song.
Yeah, feel. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so we're now at the final prompt and song. This one is a podcast theme song for a comedy podcast hosted by 6-month-old babies.
It's a great idea.
And this song is called Baby Laughs.
We're here to make you smile. 6 months old and we're rocking the mic. Oh, yeah. We may truly babble, but don't you underestimate the comedic genius that we demonstrate. Baby laughs, baby giggles, we're the cutest on the air. Tune in every weekend, we'll keep you laughing, we swear. Funny voices, silly sounds, will bring joy to your day. So join us on this podcast, come and play.
All right, that's a bop. That is a baby bop.
You have kids. I you have little kids, right?
I do have little kids. I take issue with the idea of 6-month-old babies talking and singing. I think the better podcast is actually 6-month-olds hosting a podcast. And what do they say to each other? How do they interact? I think it would take a lot of editing, but I think that would be comedy gold. Now, but this song has the catchiest hook. That chorus is good.
Goo goo gaga. Like, it has the chorus. Okay.
Yeah, baby laughs, baby giggles, we're the cutest on the air. Tune in every week and we'll keep you laughing, we swear. Funny voices, silly sounds, we'll bring joy to your day. So join us on this podcast, come and play. The lyrics suck, but they're babies, so they get a pass. But the melody was great and there was the right amount of repetition. I don't know why babies are into sort of like upbeat trap R&B, but the melody, the hook was good. And I feel like you don't actually have to write good lyrics to have a hit song. You just have to have a catchy, memorable melody. And I think that this song, Baby Laughs, achieves that.
Awesome. Well, I love that the tone has shifted and now you're actually stoked about one of the songs. That's awesome. So now we have arrived at the next part of this podcast experiment, which is I would love for you to choose one of these podcast theme songs that you will create a remix of, make a better version of live right now. I'll give you more than 5 seconds. You can have as much time as you are available right now.
Oh, God. I'll try Basement Warriors.
Okay.
Two dudes in a basement, mic in hand, talking about life and things they don't understand. Breaking it down, keeping it real, sharing thoughts and trying to make a deal. Basement Warriors, podcast kings, talking about everything, no strings. Diving deep, never gonna hold you back. Basement Warriors, we got your back, oh yeah. All right, there's Basement Warriors, the acoustic remix. I mean, that's my first attempt. I wasn't really playing guitar. But why I think I've improved it, even though I wouldn't take my performance. I think the performance by Suno is probably better than mine, all the weird digital artifacts and all. I just tried to put a little bit more consistent phrasing and chords behind the entire thing to hold it all together. And I wanted to give it a little bit of emotional, a little bit of melancholy. We needed this chord. We needed the sad chord in there. I feel like these Basement Warriors, you know, they've been beat up. They've been thrown in the basement. And as much as they're trying to reclaim their space in the world, like, it's still dank down there. And so I feel like that's their dank chord. But then it turns back around. And, you know, we did the most common chord progression on the planet. And I feel like that's good for a theme song. You don't want to get too creative in your theme song. All right, that's my theme song.
Yay.
Oh, by the way, I actually think the theme song should just be like... There we go, theme. I think theme song should be incredibly short. Just be like... Basement Warriors. Done.
Nice.
Maybe it's just like a Basement Warriors. Even better. There you go. Basement Warriors.
Amazing. Awesome. Well,
that's, and by the way, I do retain full rights to that song. I don't even care about that. The remix.
Good to know. We'll definitely keep that in mind. Okay. One last thing before we jump off, kind of maybe on a more serious note, is, you know, obviously all different types of creative people are concerned about AI,
mm-hmm.
the completely insane things that it's capable of doing. Do you have any tips for human musicians about how to relate to AI and make music kind of looking ahead to the future?
Hmm. to human musicians, not all musicians, because now we have to include the non-human musicians in the process. Now, I understand that there are a handful of animals that make musical-like sounds, but to the sentient AIs out there, I don't mean to disrespect you. I don't mean to disrespect you, but I am team human, and I think that as a human musician, you can either choose to pay a lot of attention to this or to ignore it altogether. In the immediate future, the people whose jobs are going to be most threatened are those who are making music, which is meant to serve as some kind of background, because outside of high budget television and film, background music doesn't have to be that great. And so those folks should pay a lot of attention to it and are going to have to pivot, participate, collaborate. I'm not exactly sure. If you're like have an artist career kind of thing, and you want to build an audience, then I think in some ways you don't have to care, because your goal is to just make human connections and build a community, build a scene, bring people together. I think the thing that we hunger for more than anything is the experience of collective joy and community, and you can only do that in person with things that sound human. I mean, you can probably trick people if you want. If you're lost for a lyric, sure, go consult ChatGPT. Though, like I said, it's actually not very good at rhymes. But yeah, go connect with people, write songs about people and human experiences, and you're not going to have to worry, because we're going to always want to be together, I think, at least until we all get our Apple Vision Pros and just permanently plug into the metaverse, and life will be all better. You hear that, Siri? Just for the record, Siri did not hear that. Siri is not responding. So I think Siri is able to pick up the disdain in my voice and is choosing to ignore me.
If people want to find out more about you and your work, what's the best way they can?
You can find Switched on Pop at our website, switchedonpop.com, on all the socials, Switched on Pop. We have a newsletter about popular music. It's free. It's called Switched on Pop, and I am on Instagram, Charlie A. Harding.
Well, Charlie Harding, thank you so much for joining me on Candy Ears.
Thank you for singing along. This was fun.
Take a moment to unwind. Let your worries fade away. Let the music guide your soul on this podcast journey today. Your tranquil escape where melodies entwine. Let the mellow tunes embrace you as you sip on sweet sunshine.